Are you ready? So it is September 4th, 2019. In compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building, distributed to the Huntington Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Huntington County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. Would you please rise for the flag salute, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our service.
Mm-hmm.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. So, first is presentation of minutes. Three sets of minutes. First, we have the minutes of the regular meeting of August 7. We were provided a first draft last Friday. There have been a few typos, minor corrections that have been made. The updated packet, the updated one is in tonight's packet. Mm-hmm. If anyone has comments to those, had a chance to review. Otherwise, if there's no discussion, is there a motion to approve the minutes, regular minutes of August 7th, 2019?
I'll make a motion to approve the regular minutes of August 7th, 2019.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Then the special and special executive session minutes of August 21st, 2019. Any comments or motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the special meeting minutes and the special executive meeting minutes of August 21st, 2019.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And finally, the regular and executive session meeting minutes of August 21st, 2019.
I'll make a motion to approve the August 21st, 2019 regular meeting and executive session meeting minutes.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And with that, we would open the meeting to public comment, reminding everyone this meeting is recorded, will be posted on the website promptly. The first public comment would be limited to agenda items only, please. Is there a motion to open?
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if anyone would like to make a comment on agenda items. Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. First item is introduction of an ordinance discussed last week. The ordinance is entitled Amending Chapter 269, Parks and Playgrounds of the Township of Lebanon. This ordinance amendment would be to add procedures to allow hunting on open space owned by the township. I think we discussed some modifications to a model ordinance last meeting. Those have been included. Question is if anyone has any discussion tonight. This would be the motion tonight would be to introduce this ordinance, the so-called first reading, with a public hearing to be held on September 18th, 2019. Any comments or discussion?
I mean, I'm good with it because of the fact that we're going to have resolutions that are going to keep it in check every year, so it's not so open-ended.
Yep. It's broad, which allows us to modify the number of antlerless deer, the number of properties where hunting could take place, et cetera.
The gun versus the bow.
As experience goes by.
I'll make the motion to introduce ordinance number 2019-07 with public hearing to be held September 18th, 2019.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So the next, we're on to resolutions. First resolution, number 78-2019, resolution to appoint James Barberio as our business administrator. Mr. Barberio is with us tonight. I would ask that we vote on the resolution first, and then we'll ask him to introduce himself and make a couple of comments.
I have some comments.
Okay.
When I first read this, first of all, obviously, I've been passionate about this issue like others have. I wish this works the best, having an administrator. It's not his fault that we advertise for his employment, and I think that should be recognized by everybody. But anyway, moving on, reading the resolution, I first started to read it, I laughed out loud because it starts out basically saying due to the increasing density of development, which we're not having in this town when we're 99% in the Highlands. But anyway, I thought maybe that whole first section could be amended out of this. It doesn't seem to, it looks like we're just making some kind of a excuse up for having an administrator. It just didn't hit me right, the wording of that. It almost proved my point of part of my argument. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Just that's my comment.
Assuming from the attorney that there's no legal requirement to have
there it, is none.
Then we could debate that question. And would that be a motion that you're putting
that
to delete the first section? Any discussion on that motion?
Well, you know,
or
I'm not going to make that motion.
But
that's my comment.
Okay. We can do it either way. I don't know if there was a second coming or not. Otherwise, if there's no second, then...
It was just my observation.
Okay.
And my...
Well, my interpretation of it was because it's development in the state, and the state has been, you know, the state legislation has increased tenfold in the past 30 years, and it affects all of us. So I don't view it as just this and just development, you know, particular to us. It's how it affects us and how, you know, we've seen how we've been, you know, going after litigiously by groups outside of our area, and I see that as just one other point of saying why.
Okay. Any other discussion on the overall resolution, 78-2019?
Will there be something forthcoming on the days of the week or the hours? I know that we were going to try to set up what days here versus Tewksbury,
yep.
Mondays versus whatever.
Yep. I mean, when you say forthcoming, it's still in development at this point? I mean...
I could speak on it.
Okay.
Know, basically, right now, I'm getting my feet wet here, and at Tewksbury as well. I'll know the need, basically, where it will be when I get to know things a little bit better, meaning that, you know, I'm looking at Monday, Wednesday, and occasionally Friday, you know, we'll switch on and forth, but you will get definitely 20 hours out of me, and you're probably going to get more because the job is as needed to get what needs to be done will be done. I will not ever leave until my work is done. I mean, that's just the way I am, but that's the way business administrators in the whole entire state pretty much function. I've dealt with administrators many times, even as a mayor. I was a full-time mayor, but with that, the work always is going to get done. The function will get done. You're always going to get the hours that you're going to need. I can guarantee you that. But what we can do is, as I get used to Tewksbury, because it is, you know, I got to get both the feel of the town, the residents, the constituents, and all that kind of stuff. We'll know better, I think, later on when which set. I would like to have set times because that's easier. But also, if there's an emergency in one town, we're going to work that out. You know, where if I have to come here, I'm going to come here to take care of an emergency or anything like that. But
the sort of thing we're sorting out is that so many of our professionals are part-time as well. Our CFO is Thursday, so the only time he...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the,
so,
the
yeah,
constraints on the other
plus
side.
Plus, the CFO lives near me, so that's even better.
So,
but that being said, you know, I know how municipalities work, and I understand the functions and the role of an administrator. I know I'm going to work very well with your employees here. You got great employees. The clerk is very good. You got a very good clerk, by the way. I could tell just by speaking with her.
Thank you.
Very knowledgeable. And I, everywhere that I've worked, I always worked hand in hand with the clerk and all the department heads. And I'm a true believer that the town can't run. It's not going to run because of me or because of elected officials. It's going to run because of the people that work here. And they're the ones that are, you know, very important. But you won't be disappointed. Let's put it that way.
Maybe since you're in the middle of your comments, maybe we didn't let you start with an introduction. If you could maybe just give a few words of years of experience.
Wisdom? No, I'll give
Where you get your wisdom from?
I'm James Barbario. I started out, and I would say, I'm going to give a little history of myself because it's important. I started out in Parsippany, where I grew up. Always wanted to be the mayor of the town when I was in high school. And my dream came true. I became the mayor. I don't know if it was a dream or a nightmare, but it was a dream. I was a councilman first for 6 years. I ran the largest municipality in Morris County with a budget of $100 million a year. I had 470 to 480 employees, and those employees were, you know, the backbone of the community. I had six volunteer fire districts. I had two volunteer ambulances and two paid ambulances that I had to work with. I was the day-to-day operation of the township of Parsippany. I had to deal with multiple things when it came to COA, Council on Affordable Housing, which hit Parsippany hard, but I did a lot of the negotiations there. Then I became the business administrator of Inglewood Cliffs. I ran that town for a while. I did everything there, practically. I did the recreation. I did COA. I just ran everything. But again, you don't run it by yourself. You run it with the people that are with you. I'm very constituent-oriented, always have been. I will meet with residents whenever they want to meet, whenever they want to talk, and any issues that you have, you know, I'm here for you. So when we figure out the times and stuff like that, which I think it's going to work out very well, because Tewksbury, you guys are very similar in population and stuff like that. The difference, though, from where I came from is that you have a very high cow population here and deer population, but it's a beautiful town. It's a beautiful community, and I'm truly looking forward to working with everybody. I'm truly looking forward to working with the governing body as well. But I am, and I won't lie, I'm very candid. I will always be honest and truthful. If something the town can do, the town will do it. But if the town can't do it, there's laws and there's rules and there's regulations, I will always tell you the facts, and I will always get, you know, that's just the way I am. So I'm straightforward and stuff like that. But anyway, and then in closing, I do want to thank the governing body for the opportunity, because, you know, I appreciate it that you've given me this opportunity. And I want to thank the constituents that are here tonight. You won't be disappointed. That being said, thank you.
Thank you.
So, Resolution 78-2019. Any further discussion? Or is there a motion for the resolution?
I'll make a motion for Resolution 78-2019, appointing James Barbario as the business administrator.
Second.
Roll call?
No.
Yes.
Before I vote, I just want to say, too, it's nothing personal. I'm just not convinced we need an administrator at this point. I wish you the best. I hope you can do something with the job, and that I have to say no.
And I don't take it personal.
I know.
I don't.
Yes.
Yes. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Look forward to getting to know you and working with you and getting your wisdom.
Congratulations. Thank you.
Next, Resolution 79-2019, award for snow and ice control materials. Whereas the Board of Chosen Freeholders of Huntington County has awarded a master contract to Morton Salt Rock Salt Company. This allows Lebanon Township to acquire salt under that contract from Morton Salt at $50.59 per ton. Any discussion?
No.
Or motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 79-2019 for a resolution awarding contract for rock salt.
You put that word contingent in there?
Non-binding.
Yeah. That's in there. Yeah, and then one.
Second?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Old business. First item of old business, as we announced, I think now two meetings ago, the township is in the process of working through a rehabilitation application with the resident. And given the situation will be that the town will be contracting with a provider of business of improvements to this residence, we wanted to just announce that that is coming up. If any licensed contractors in the area want to submit a bid, they should contact us by September 13th within the next proposal within the next 10 days, sort of final call.
Just one point of clarification. The township will be funding the contractual relationship. We will not be a party to the contract.
Okay,
just
thank you very much.
But the regulations therefore apply.
Okay. Thanks for the clarification. So that's just a point of notice. Next on the agenda is...
I came because I thought I was supposed to discuss this tonight. Because we already got the three quotes that are required.
Right.
And that's it. And we did pick one that was between the construction official and
Was it advertised for others to...
No. You don't have to. You don't have to advertise.
But we're not in a position tonight to take any action. We're still awaiting documentation from the attorney so that we know what the action is that we're approving. I know we've discussed that, and I believe you're in contact with Tara.
Yeah, but I was under the impression that tonight you were going to approve it. I mean,
no, you and I never discussed that. We're trying to get it as fast as we can, but there's still legal issues being worked out.
We're trying to make sure that there's complete and absolute transparency. This is a matter involving the use of public funding under our COA obligation. So we want to ensure, especially this first time out of the gate, that we are as protected as we can from any criticism of the program.
What
to ensure
first time out of the gate?
To ensure.
I've been doing this for over 20 years.
I understand that. Under this obligation and this process, we're trying to make we are ensuring that there's a open level and a fairness to the process so that we're not subject to being criticized after the fact. That's all we're doing.
Just to back Gail up, she's correct. We've been doing this for...
I understand. I'm saying with regard to as it's under our most recent obligation and again, just trying to protect the program. That's all.
Something changed or you're just reviewing it? Is there a change, or are you just reviewing it further?
We are putting it together so that, for example, and that's why when the mayor spoke earlier, I interjected that there have been instances where, under this program, the repairs are completed or the upgrades are made. Then there's a question as to the quality of the workmanship, at which point there's a lawsuit that involves the township. And again, that's why to clarify that even though public funds are being used for this, that the township is not a party to the contractual relationship. Even though we have obviously a heavy role in it, we're not guaranteeing that work. We are not a party. I don't want us to be punished for complying with our role in this process. So we're taking every step we can to ensure that we are as protected as we can be under the law from challenges such as that, as well as to challenges as to securing the contractors and whatnot. So it's not a question of anything being done wrong. It's a question of making sure that we're as diligent as we can be, because these programs are subject to challenge.
So you're reviewing it to make sure it's...
To be clear, Ms. St. Angelo from our office is working directly on it, Brian. Just so there's no confusion, and that has been working directly on this specific matter, going back to the judgment of repose that we entered into.
So you're reviewing language and so forth.
Correct. Yeah.
Are there any other applications that are pending?
This is the only application right now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But in our rehab program, we have X amount of funding, so we have to look at that overall picture of how the funding is going to be spent on a project. And I really don't want to go too much further into that, but we have to be careful because we have to allow a minimum of $10,000 per project, and we have three projects to do. So there's some.
What did you say, $10,000?
Excuse me?
No.
$10,000 is the minimum per project rehab, is the minimum.
When did that happen?
I believe that's what I read today. We got a lot of reading I'm doing. I just received five different pages or
draft
mortgage documents that I've been reviewing, and I'm just not up to speed on them. I'll be quite honest with you. I got to go through them. I'm the liaison to COA, so, you know, I'm not prepared to take action on this either till I read everything that was sent to me today.
Okay. So next item, Mr. and Mrs. Parker request to extend the approval for trailer on their property. We have a letter. The committee has a letter from them. I see they're here tonight. Does the committee have any questions? Would we like them to?
The Parkers are, I don't really have any questions. You're proceeding along. We talked the last time. A Traco's there, and we had asked you to come in, and you're coming in to look for an extension of time, and you're getting ready to start your construction for your new home.
Right now, we have a very beautiful hole in the wall.
All right.
Hole in the ground.
And I'm going to frame this for a very. It was a little frustrating getting going.
Now that would you introduce yourself to the
maybe step up to the microphone?
Yeah, I'm sorry. It'll be brief.
Sure. I guess Harlan Parker, my wife Leslie Parker. We're at 23 Dewey Lane, and we are very happy to be here. Everyone's been very cooperative, the zoning officer, Mr. Price, Jackie in that office. Karen has been wonderful. Kim has been great. I mean, you know, I don't know what you're planning on giving them for a year-end bonus, but I would I would suggest you double it.
I'm not going to say.
Just a suggestion. Just a suggestion. But, you know, we have all of our permits in, the zoning officer has approved everything, the building. So we have all, we have paid state fees, county fees, local fees, engineers' fees, legal fees, and we are pleased to say, well, we have enough money to now build a lean-to. it's going to be a very nice lean-to. No, we have started construction. We have a very good team of excavator and mason. We've assembled a great group of people to work on it, the electrician, the plumber, everyone, and the framer. So we're, it's just a matter of pushing ahead. If the weather cooperates, the whole foundation should be done in a couple of weeks. And they tell me if everything cooperates, we should have it fully framed with the roof and the siding by the end of October. And then it's just a matter of, you know, how fast can we do this? Because I think I speak for both of us when I say that the as far as living in an RV trailer goes, the bloom is off the road. we have now done that. Bucket list item is checked off. And that will be gone from sight as in a New York minute when we get to the new house. But when that will be, I think realistically we're looking at the spring. That's what they tell me. So,
what may be made?
And to my knowledge, no neighbors in the area have had any issue with the trailer.
Well, Mr. Mr. Fleming showed me an anonymous letter that he received.
Oh, okay.
We were illegally camping on the property.
Oh, okay.
Then we said about
some
it.
Concern about it.
So, you know, whoever that person was, I just want to thank them because, you know, we live in an age of if you see somebody, say something. Somebody saw somebody that didn't look right, and they brought it up, which is fine. Mm-hmm. Which is fine. But no, that person can rest assured that the RV trailer is gone as soon as humanly possible. But we are building, and I'll tell you, we walk the dogs, people wave, they say hello. You know, it must be something in the water here, but we didn't get that in Long Valley.
Even the general store, they're so nice, and the one in Long Valley, the people are mean.
Strike that from me.
Well, they just don't like their jobs.
So the motion would be for a 90-day extension, and then you would come back for, if needed, another 90-day extension. Anticipated you're likely to, but you'll come back for that process.
What have we got to do?
Would anyone like to make that motion or any other questions, comments?
I'll make the motion to provide the 90-day extension.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you very much, and good luck with
the
meeting. Yes, thank you.
What happened here?
Give no action. You're going back to the...
I was wondering.
Yep. Okay, next is listed as VFIS Accident Policy Career Rider. This relates to our, as we noted, our EMTs now have paid ambulance service, and we carry insurance for our volunteer EMT, so if they get injured in the performance of their duties, they have certain coverage. We wanted to get that same level of accident coverage for our paid EMTs, which we did a meeting or two ago, although it came to our attention that there are these three technical categories of coverage that were not included in the first policy. So now for a cost of $1,229, we would add the three additional technical points: weekly injury permanent impairment, transition benefit, and extra expense benefit to the accident policy for our EMTs. Any comments, questions, discussion, or a motion to approve the additional premium for the career rider?
Is this additional premium per person?
We talked about that.
I wasn't able to make contact today. I think the total for all is the 1,000.
That's what we would be approving.
I think so. Yeah.
Unfortunately, if you add up the three sublines and then divide it in, you get three. You get a fractional number, three and a half. So that, I don't know how the.
But the calculation some, is, yeah. And I wasn't able to make contact today.
So that's for a whole year.
On that's the annual cost.
Annual cost.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I kind of spelled it out just paid personnel. It doesn't say it as individual or.
Right.
And it's one.
It doesn't itemize how many people.
Well, on the back side, the voucher is kind of showing as the, as one li- as kind of like one line item for the whole thing. It's
right, right.
So I interpret it as one thing for the year. I mean, I'd approve it under the premise that this is based on. For the whole department for the 1 year, is you know that it's not per person.
Karen, is that a fair some sort of clarification mm-hmm. that if it's yeah. not what we think it is?
Sure, and I'm going to meet with them. Well, we're meeting with them on Friday.
Tomorrow.
So
Friday,
yeah, so I'll go over that.
Okay.
So is that a motion, Mark?
That's a motion.
I'll second it.
Contingent approval. Mm-hmm. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay. New business. Police chief request to purchase ammo.
Yes, they need more duty ammo for $1,840 to purchase from Hackettstown Firearms and Storage.
Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the duty ammo for $1,840.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. And then a motion request to purchase a bulletproof vest. This would be reimbursed by the school since it's for the Class 3 officer. I believe this is for the newest officer, which would be the Woodland School District.
Any grants on these coming back to us?
Again, this is from the school. This will be reimbursed fully by the school, and I'm not aware that there's any further bulletproof vests like we had a year or two ago.
Right.
Yeah. I'll make the motion to approve the bulletproof vest for the Class 3 officer.
Second.
For $1,053.38.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And lastly, social affair permit, St. John Neumann Church, December 6, 2019. The application is in front of us. Has this been reviewed by the police department, or
they do have a copy of it because it was electronically sent. I have not heard back from him, but if you could make a contingent upon the approval.
So the motion would be to approve the event at St. John Norman Church, December 6th, contingent upon no rejection from the police department.
I'll make the motion to approve the social fair permit for St. John Newman's Church, contingent on the police department review.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Which takes us to presentation of vouchers.
Do they qualify?
I have one that qualifies from Griffith Allen Trucking for gasoline for the police, $1,086.22.
I have two. The first is to the Harnan County YMCA donation of $4,500 for senior services programs. And the second is to Karen Newman for the fall 2019 newsletter, as well as website maintenance for June, July, and August in a total amount of $1,000.
I have one for Henderson Products for a spreader for $17,995. I've got one for Campbell Foundry for the perforated piping for $1,232. I've got one for Houston Lumber for some pressure-treated lumber, $2,695. I've got one for Warren Materials for road patching, $1,659.44. I've got one for Warren Materials for another road patch, $1,244.16. I've got one for W.E. Timmerman for some equipment, clamps, washers, pivot pins, etc., for $1,718.59. And that's it for me.
I have none that qualify.
Now, I have a question. I know the paver was just delivered yesterday, and given that the total treasurer certification here is $41,000 and $759.53, but the paver alone is $177,000, is there an addendum to this, or how do we need to...
Warren, was he? Oh, there she is.
Bill didn't come in yet, so you have 30 days past.
Okay, so, I mean, just to keep the numbers right, I would suggest we hold the paver voucher until next meeting, and then we approve the voucher list excluding that for a total of $41,759.53.
We don't have a voucher. I don't have $177,000.
I thought you listed the paver.
No, it's the spreader.
The spreader for $17,000.
That's a different.
Oh, I'm sorry. I
misunderstood. I'm saying, did I say something that I'm not paying attention?
Never mind.
$17,000
Okay. So no contingent then at all.
Spreaders, pavers.
Yeah, spreaders, pavers. Sorry. Okay. So that would be the motion. If there's a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the vouchers.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Mayor, if we could just go back to new business.
Oh, just sorry. Yep.
Little update, Veterans Haven North. We've been holding at the maximum of 75. With a little bit of a waiting list, and I'm working with the food pantry for obtaining a new air conditioner for spring.
And the food pantry. Huh. Where would they obtain? The town providing the air conditioner or the...
Through donation.
Oh, excellent. Thank you very much. Any other new business passed over? Sorry. Then we have two items of correspondence. One is also related to the Hagedorn site. We received a letter from the New Jersey Department of Treasury, Division of Property Management and Construction, that they are in the process of leasing out the East Hall at Hagedorn to be used as a rehabilitation facility for addiction, psychiatric, mental, and behavioral sciences.
Services?
Sorry. My understanding is we, along with the chairman of the planning board, a Florida-based company came and met with us just as sort of introducing themselves to the township. They would be... they're in the process, apparently, of applying with the state for a lease for that property. Approximately 90 patients, probably early to mid next year by the time it would be up and running. That's the extent of the update. So this is sort of public notification from the state that that's under discussion. Next is the curator's report for the museum.
Is
the curator's report and the schedule posted anywhere so that individuals understand the dates and times for the different events that they're holding? Because they have the whole month of September pretty well booked here with different things going on, like September 7th, Saturday, 1 to 3 is lunch boxes and love notes, and the age is from child to adult. I just wondered if this is getting out to the residents so that they know.
It's on Facebook. I've seen a lot on Facebook.
But like on the township calendar on the website, are these dates being put in?
Okay, I just want to make sure that we're getting it out.
They're real good with that.
She doesn't. I'm sure Karen wouldn't mind doing that. But.
So that's a good suggestion. Yeah. We'll make sure that they get
sent to the
website.
Because they have a lot of good events for September coming up, it'd be nice that we get that out so people attend.
Okay. And with
you want to read all the four events here at least? Is it worth?
Hmm?
Do you want to read all four events? Or
well, I will. I will read them. So September 7th, they're having what is from 1 to 3. They're having an opening reception for lunch boxes and love notes. You can gather what that's going to be, a lunchbox pack kind of neatly with love notes and stuff like that, which is kind of cool for kids. It's child through adult. They expect around 35 people to attend, and they'll have five volunteers there that day. On the 19th, also a Saturday, from 4 to 7, it says drop at any time between 4 to 7, make and play, back in time to school, and they'll have over 50 people they expect. Participants will get a chance to write with slate pencils on a slate board, quill pens, on parchment paper, making candles, weather permitting. Appropriate for all ages, adults must stay with children. Email registration is requested. And then on Saturday, September 21st, they also have the same event happening again, which will be from 12 to 3. And the last event is a talk with an artist, Todd Lambrix. And that will be on September 26th from Thursday, September 26th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And exclusive evening lecture with Todd Lambrix, the artist whose work will be on display through September. So his artwork is on there through the month of September, and he will personally be there on that night. So just a few events that the museum curator and museum's doing. I think the town has to, you know, be informed of it. So whatever we can do to help out, I think, would be great. That's it.
No other correspondence? Public comment. Is there a motion to open the public comment?
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time, if any member of the public would like to make a comment on any topic.
Milkowski, Rocky Run Road.
My only question is, have we got it worked out who's providing our internet services? Is it our phone company or is it Comcast? Because if you remember, we were getting double billed.
It was Comcast. That was the first. There was a bill there that was the integration, as I understand it.
But anyway, it's worked out.
Yes.
Only one provider.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other public comment? Seeing no others, is there a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, we would be going. We will go into executive session. So that is resolution 80-2019. I'm not anticipating any action, but the several topics will be, one, a real estate matter related to the Voorhees High School District, a discussion of potential litigation related to personnel policies and our administrator, and then three specific personnel matters, one related to the chief of police, one related to the DPW manager, one related to the municipal clerk. So is there a motion to go?
Mayor, again, I'm sorry to interrupt, but if I could, I'd receive the communication from CWA. I'd like the opportunity to add that to the resolution. I see the clerk already did. She and I spoke late this afternoon. I think it would be appropriate and helpful if we could move on that tonight also.
Action anticipated or?
Now. I just want to update you with regard to our communication.
So with those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 items, Is there a motion to go into for Resolution 80, 2019?
Make a motion to go into executive session, Resolution 80, 2019.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.